This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Arkan coming your way at 2 o'clock. Now, they're making national news by asking Schefter about his intercourse.
Wow.
Congrats.
Horny Schefter, not something I was expecting to hear much about.
Congrats to Adam Schefter, big brag.
I always thought he was a kind of like an asexual. Like, all he does is break stories.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
just so laser-focused on that. And that's his job. That's his lot in life.
Like, too married to the business.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. He's kind of lays there.
That's how I view it.
No, turns out, on his phone.
Turns out he doesn't just kind of lay there. Turns out he's very active.
Yeah.
He's like these mice in Stratum. How about that? Like, he was just waiting to tell somebody that story.
Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Every
gross.
Which way. Again, as I said yesterday, through great focus and concentration, I'm lucky for one way, but every which way, good for him.
One way feels like a win.
Yeah, so that's one way and only one. There's only one person. But WEEI Afternoons making a lot of news with that yesterday. Schefter said his wife not pleased with him.
Oh, well, I mean,
she's pleased.
She's always
pleased.
Yeah,
but
don't
not.
You worry about that. Yeah. No, but basically him talking about making
in every which way
to someone that's not her.
Yeah,
she doesn't love that.
She's not a big fan.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Going on podcasts and
shocked.
National radio shows and talking about your one night in Denver.
Jeepers creepers.
Before you
her name was
wife.
Denver?
So that's a WEEI Afternoons.
Right.
Comes your way at 2 o'clock. Following
Bam!
Up on...
throws his phone on the ground.
Our Shannon Sharp story, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that was the old Shannon Sharp. Oh, that was Unk.
Or was it Adam Schefter?
Yeah, who's to say?
Yeah.
Maybe that's our next game. Adam Schefter or Shannon Sharp?
Real quick follow-up on the mouse story. Yeah, he does.
Oh, I know Unk.
We heard. Follow-up on the mouse story. We were talking about the names. They were running out of names at this.
They can't really
facility.
Name all these mice.
You want an example of some of them?
Yeah, of course I do.
Doug.
Doug the mouse?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Dude.
So they're just in the D's.
Deputy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Deputy Mouse.
Yeah, Deputy Mouse.
What about Ralph S. Mouse? You guys remember Ralph S. Mouse?
Are you just thinking about... No, that was a real thing, or are you just thinking about Jim
Bowden?
That was
a book series.
Oh, I thought you were thinking about Jim Bowden.
I'm very well read. It was No, I'm not thinking of Jim Bowden.
You're thinking the Redwall series.
No. Ralph S. Mouse.
I don't recall that, no.
I don't know what... Maybe it stood for Samuel. I don't know what it stood for. But
give a mouse a cookie?
I remember that guy, too. Yeah. I got that book flying around the house now.
Yeah, read that one to Benny. Yeah. Give a mouse
it's
a cookie.
Book.
That's a good one, yeah.
They ask for so much stuff. You give them all... You're like, oh, now I need milk. Now I need
literal,
this. Now I need
give an inch, take a mile is what that
that's,
is.
That's,
yeah,
what,
that's the lesson in those books, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfinger, Junior
Mickey, Mitt. Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian.
Butterfinger, Junior Mint, Milk Dud.
So now they're just naming them after candies.
I told you, they're running out of names.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay, so they're running out of names up there. If you have any name suggestions, feel free. Actually, a very busy news day today. Yes?
No, that somebody just compared Adam Schefter to Patrick Bateman in American Psycho in a certain scene where he's looking at himself in the mirror. Texting. And then just waiting to see all the responses to the tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Anyway,
we might have more of that in the grab bag coming up. Anyway, very busy, busy, busy news day out here today. I'd say two stories dominating the conversation, Keith. Number one.
Three.
Three?
Go ahead. What are your two?
my
you go
two,
first.
My two were, well, number one, the goaltending situation tonight.
Yes, Corposalo in Joe Sacco's first game against Utah Hockey Club.
Text line says, I think the question needs to be asked, is Sacco going with Corposalo a sign that Swayman or his contract are an issue with the team? Seems like an odd choice to go with the backup. First game as head coach. I agree. This speaks to... yeah, trying to win the room back or trying to make an example out of Swayman or, hey, we're just going to go with the rotation. Those things are all fine. I wouldn't start it tonight because, as I asked you earlier, Keith, if Corposalo wins tonight, yeah, we got to get 2 points. We have to win. We got to do what's best for the team.
Big dub.
Does that help or hurt Swayman standing in the dressing room?
It probably hurts it.
Okay. And you need, I think, Swayman to get right, to fix things moving forward for this team, make the playoffs, maybe even make a run in the playoffs. Now we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Right.
And so I'm not trying to do more damage with that relationship. I'm trying to fix it. If Corposalo goes in, well, number one, just benching him I don't think helps anything for Swayman. He probably digs in more. Number two, if Corposalo plays well, there might be more guys going, well, why don't we stick with him? He's outplaying him.
Let me ask you this.
I'd avoid that.
Who's playing better right now?
Corposalo, for sure.
Yeah, that might be the answer. Like, you know, Sacco, could it be sending a message?
Yeah, so
sure. I think you do.
Okay, we'll play that out.
Run the risk.
So he wins tonight. He's playing better.
Hell yeah.
He wins tonight. Who plays the next game?
Swayman.
Why?
I think you go back to the split for a little bit.
Why?
Get Swayman's head above water. Because Swayman's most successful.
Okay, if you're playing the guy who's playing better, he wins against Utah, you can play him again on Saturday against Detroit.
But part of the argument for Corposalo playing well is he's also not the guy. Right? He's played 7 of the 21 games this year. So I don't think you want to all of a sudden dump it on Corposalo.
I'm okay with your goalie rotation idea.
That's what I'm doing. I'm splitting these guys up.
I initially didn't love it. You've talked me into it. The more I hear it, the more I like it. But for tonight, the goalie rotation starts tonight. And Swayman goes first. Swayman gets that's what I would do. Swayman goes first against Utah, Corposalo against Detroit. Swayman against Vancouver.
The last game.
Yeah, I would give him tonight.
No, I understand because hey, it's a new era. Start with your best guy.
Clean slate. You expect the team to respond tonight. I think this is a borderline dangerous words here.
Oh boy.
I think it's a borderline guaranteed win. The team's gonna respond. Utah stinks. You're at home. New coach, borderline guaranteed win. I want Swayman in there for it.
I'm going Corpy. I like it. I think it sends a message. I think the team is gonna like it. And it's a long season. I don't think you can bail on Swayman. You do need to get him playing better. The last time we saw him might have been his worst game. That or the time before that. Like, it's the last two times we've seen Swayman.
No, they're his worst games.
His two worst games.
Yeah.
So I was,
look, I'm not telling you he's playing well. I'm just I like the idea of starting over, clean slate. This is not a clean slate. This is taking the baggage over. And if Corposalo wins tonight, if you think that's helping Swayman standing in the locker room, it's not. Now, maybe you're telling me it's too far gone. The team hates him no matter what. But now what? You got to try to make the playoffs without Swayman? I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's going to fly.
Without Swayman. I think in the next 10 or 20 games, maybe it's closer to him splitting like he did last year where he had a lot of success.
Yeah.
And the year before that.
I'm okay with that in the short term. I mean, Swayman needs to play 50-55 games this year at least. But you got to get him right. So go back to a rotation short term. I just would go Swayman first. And then Corposalo.
Does this question make sense?
Yeah.
You are asking if Corposalo wins, how does everybody look at Swayman after that? What if they do play Swayman and he loses? Isn't that even worse?
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Do you think they're losing tonight, regardless of goalie?
I think they're going to win either
Same.
Way.
So, yeah, so, yeah. So even if Swayman gave up...
I don't know why I have a lot of confidence in it. They've not been very good. They're not a team to pick. They've lost more than they've won.
Utah also sucks.
Blows. Yeah. They should have gone with the Yeti or the Blizzard.
You think that was their issue?
Or Ralph S. Mouse. They should have had a different type of name.
Text line says, you just blew my mind with Ralph S. Mouse.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, they remember.
I don't.
Then there was also a mouse. Was it Ralph S. Mouse that would also drive like a motorcycle? Who's the mouse that was on the motorcycle? I'm thinking of a different mouse.
Oh, you're thinking of Mike the Mouse from the Sing films. No, that's not everything. Of voice by Seth MacFarlane.
Twitch and YouTube.
Oh, got it.
Got a good job. Is that Ralph S. Mouse on the bike? Yes, I told you he had a little motorcycle. That was quick. That was a quick pull. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Ralph on the hog.
That's right.
That's kind of
the problem in Stratton. They're running into that.
Too much of that.
A lot of times. So, all right, so that's story number one.
That's story number one. What's story number two?
Alex Van Pelt had no idea that Marcus Jones played offense.
Thank you.
And how bad that makes everybody involved look.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say a third one might actually just be Sam Kennedy saying how...
That's your third one.
Yeah. It would be Sam Kennedy going up how, you know, there's a sense of urgency and they want to win 90-95 games and they're going to spend and they'd go into the luxury tax. It's like, you haven't done any of that yet.
No.
Those are words. Those are words that are being said.
Those are indeed words that are said.
You're setting yourself up.
Let me get the Jim Bowden wording again. Serious players.
Oh, yeah, they're serious players. Yeah, are they serious players? Do you think they're serious players?
No longer the interest kings, now serious players. Do I think they're serious players for Juan Soto?
No.
No.
Okay.
Do so I think
that's the biggest ticket item out there?
Do I think they could sign a big ticket free agent? Yes.
Do you think the next two biggest free agents, whoever they are in your mind, their contracts combined will equal Soto's?
Nope.
Okay, so like that's what we're talking about. Like, there's really one. If we were tiering the free agents, there's only one guy in that very top spot. After that, you probably have a handful that are going to get hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, forgive me. Who asked this question before the show? Was it Nick or was it Billy? But they said, do you think fans will be happy if they sign someone like Corbin Burns or someone like Sasaki or Alex Bregman or someone like that? Or will they just be pissed they didn't get Soto?
I mean,
I think they'll be happy they get one of those free agents.
I think so, because it's been too long since you've gotten free agents like that. I mean, Trevor Story, I guess, is the best example. That was the most money spent on one player outside the organization by Heim Bloom.
And it was in March. And it was Trevor Story, not Troy Tulowitzki, as I keep saying. Yes, Trevor Story.
Who stinks?
Do you think people were excited about that signing?
No.
I think they kind of were.
Trevor Story?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the fan base.
Yeah, maybe they were a little bit.
Because that was, they had lost bets prior. It's like, oh, look, they're spending again. I saw
but
through
I was like,
it.
You're shooing Xander Bogaerts out the door, okay, and he sucks outside of Coors Field.
You hated Trevor Story, the player, away from Coors Field.
Yes,
I remember you talking about this at the time.
Yep.
You hated that. I was more okay with the Story signing. I just knew what they were trying to do. They weren't spending money on Trevor Story. They were cheaping out on Bogaerts. I think a lot of people could see that coming. But I do think there was excitement around that signing. Perhaps I have it wrong. That was in March. J.D. Martinez, they signed. That was 2018?
That was the picnic table conversation, right? Where like it's like, well, it was like the day before, right? It's like, well, we got J.D. Martinez. Like, yeah, you got him yesterday.
They signed him in February. So the last time, best we can tell, we were looking this up before the show. Best we can tell, the last time the Red Sox made a big free agent signing at the winter meetings, David Price. That's the last time they did it. That was 2015, Nick? 2016?
December 4th, 2015.
December 4th, 2015. 16? I was half listening.
Well, it was the 16 season.
Yes,
they signed it.
I'm sorry. No, it was right.
Yeah.
It was December of 2015, but it was the 2016 season.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. That was a long time ago. By the way, some other popular mouses?
Oh, I saw one. Who else you got? Popular Mises?
A couple of some Mises?
Yeah.
There's no cheeses for us, Mises. That'll come back later. That's from Muppet Christmas Carol.
It's a grab bag entry.
Stuart Little.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ralph S. Mouse might have been like his kind of like rival in a way.
Oh, is he
Bubba, the one from Cinderella?
No, good one. Really good one.
The fat one from Cinderella?
Yeah, I don't remember
the other ones.
Well, Jesus, Nick. What? You can't say that.
Yeah, I got to point it out.
Danger Mouse. I was thinking Modest Mouse or Bomber Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
Bomber Mouse from Mario 2. He was like one of the villains. He throw bombs at you.
Okay.
He's a mouse. Big mouse. Big ears.
Well, if you do Modest Mouse, you have to do Dead Mouse.
Yep.
Dead Mouse, good one.
Dead Mouse.
Yeah.
There's more than you think out there.
So you're saying Ralph S. Mouse was the Pepsi to Stuart Little's Coke?
I think so.
Okay.
That's a good way of putting it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Great book series. People went wild for that book series.
So no, I don't think the Red Sox are going to be serious.
I don't think so either.
But I think they would be, if you sign Corbin Burns or you sign Alex Bregman or pick a name, like pick a big ticket name in free agency, I think if they sign one, they would let the Red Sox off the hook, if you will, for not getting Juan Soto, but signing a big ticket free agent at the winter meetings, David Price style. I think fans would be excited about
that. I agree. I think if they get an automatic number one starter, like it just push everybody
down.
You
think it has to be a pitcher or can it be a bat?
I think both to really make people really happy. And one can be trade, one can be free agency.
Fine. So I also think that.
Yeah.
Like I think it's more likely they sign a bat, Bregman, Pete Alonso, probably not Juan Soto, and then they flip their prospects for a pitcher. I think that's probably the most likely avenue this offseason.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I just don't think Juan Soto is going to happen at all. But if they, as long as they don't, like last year, I brought this up before, there are some reports out there that they were like, they were in on Yamamoto and they just missed on Yamamoto. But then what they do with that $300 million? If they had $300 million ready for an offer, then they just put it in their pocket and didn't spend it on anybody else.
Mm.
There's other players available.
Mm.
And if they're not free agents, there are plenty of trade candidates in the offseason that maybe you can entice with your great farm system, and then maybe you have to pay that guy. It's like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. If the Blue Jays feel like, I don't know, you know, maybe we need to kind of reboot here a little bit, they'd be interested in some of the prospects.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are talking to Corbin Burns, talking to Max Fried, meeting with Blake Snell. which means...
Talking meeting. All right.
Means if they're going to sign one of Blake Snell, which I don't love.
They texted him, and they were like, Marcus Jones.
Let's get to Marcus Jones in one sec. More mice here, Keith?
Yeah. Speedy Gonzalez, great one.
Speedy Gonzalez, is that a problematic one these days? I don't know.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's probably fine.
How about Mighty Mouse? You said Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse was like the first one we said.
I thought Speedy Gonzalez
was the fastest mouse in all of Mexico.
What about Jerry?
Oh, yeah, Tom and Jerry.
We missed Jerry.
We missed the goat.
Yeah, we missed
Jerry
the goat.
Might be the goat.
Mount Rushmore of mice.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Sure.
Mighty.
Yep.
And
Ralph S. Mouse.
Ralph S. Mouse. I'd make a strong case for Ralph S. Mouse.
No!
For sure.
Somebody texted in that he started out with a motorcycle and then he got a car. So he upgraded.
Yeah, upward mobility.
Two wheels, four wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows what he's driving now?
He broke through the mouse glass Cybertruck.
A
mouse Cybertruck. Oh, a yacht. That could be it.
I saw one of those Cybertrucks again.
I saw one park right outside my house. You know what,
you feel like you're in a sci-fi movie.
My kid.
Don't you?
Not even joking. My kid is like, I'm going to get a Cybertruck when I grow up. That's
a good goal to have. I bet he will.
That's what he says.
You put that out there in the world like that?
Yeah.
He might.
I mean, you know, appealing to future generations, I guess, because that thing's...
You might end up living out of it because those things ain't cheap, but I like it. It's a good goal.
It's one parked out in front of my house the other day. Okay.
Jeez, incredible.
Let me read these tweets again from Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
tweets are from Mego. They're about Alex Van Pelt. A good catch by Mego. Mego alerted us to these. I saw some of the other tweets. Like, Reese kind of dressed this up to make Van Pelt look a little better, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He's like, oh, Marcus Jones texted about wanting to play on offense. That was it. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's not a crazy story.
He didn't know that he ever did that.
Alex Van Pelt says Marcus Jones texted him about getting in on offense. He wasn't sure which Marcus Jones that was until another coach let him know it was indeed the Patriots cornerback. Marcus Jones, there was one that came through Green Bay for a cup of coffee, and I'm thinking, why is he trying to get a hold of me? That's a quote from Alex Van Pelt. Then he said, and this is the most damaging line, that was the first time it had come to my attention that he had played offensive plays, said Van Pelt. Who do you blame again, Keith?
I blame everybody. I blame Elliot Wolf, maybe at the top.
Elliot Wolf the most.
Yeah, maybe having that. Like, he was a part of the team then.
Yep.
And when you're putting together the team, you gave the offense seven wide receivers. So maybe that threw everybody off the scent. You're like, we got seven wide receivers. Let's use these guys. Like, we already have to have two guys scratch every week.
Marcus Jones is probably a top three receiver out of those guys, but sure. Yeah.
But we still need seven for some reason, more than any other team in the league. So I would say Elliot Wolf gets the most blame. Gerard Mayo gets the second most. Alex Van Pelt deserves to wear some of that as well. I think those three guys, others. Covington probably could have mentioned it. Anybody who was on the staff a couple years ago, all could have mentioned it.
Everyone!
No, that is the real right answer, the whole organization. But
that's insane.
Who do I blame the most? Mayo. You're the head coach. You were here. How do you not just... I don't know what else you do. You don't mention... By the way...
Especially your first half of the year with Brissett, you needed a kick in the ass on offense.
It should have started before that. Like training camp, you're like, oh, by the way, I mean, Marcus Jones, you want to get a look at it? He used to run some plays on offense. He's pretty explosive. Big touchdown against Buffalo. So if you want any trick plays, gadget plays, anything like that, you can use him. And you also spoke, it's bad instincts by Van Pelt to not think about that on his own, just watching him on returns. And bad instincts and bad research, not going back and watching all the cut-ups from a few years ago to get to know his personnel. Hunter Henry was here. Kendrick Bourne was here. A bunch of these guys were here. Ramondre Stevenson. You didn't go back a couple of years to watch film on those guys and notice, hey, what's 25 doing on the field? So, shameful story all around, and it speaks to how over their heads these guys are, how poor the communication is, and how bad they all are at their jobs. Wolf included, Mayo, Van Pelt, all of them. A couple of texts, 37937, Keith. Pinky and the Brain, we missed them.
Yeah, oh, man.
That feels like a miss for you. Feifel?
Yeah, Feifel's good.
Oh, yeah, you didn't
Pinky
like that.
The Brain.
Pinky and the Brain you liked.
Pinky and the Brain's a good one.
And then
I don't
missed
know if
out.
They cracked the Rushmore, though.
Okay.
I think it's hard to knock off Speedy Gonzalez, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, I think you can
Jerry,
knock Ralph S's.
Ralph S. Mouse is on my Rushmore.
Ride your motorcycle right off that. By the way, it's not a Mount Rushmore. Keith, I missed this. It's a Mouse Rushmore.
Mouse Rushmore. Nice.
Mouse Rushmore is right there in front of us.
Mount Mousemore. No, it's not there. We don't have it. We lost it.
Mount Rushmouse.
There it is.
There it is. That's the one. 617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback. You got
Mickey Mouse, actually, is probably on the Rushmore.
Oh, man.
We're morons.
Too obvious. Well,
who do you take off?
Yeah, it's too bad.
I'll take Ralph S. Mouse off.
That one's too obvious. Mickey Mouse. Everybody's got that on their Mouse Rushmore. 617-779-7937. WEI Afternoons, I'm sure we'll have more on this coming up. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
I'm not doing it today.
Why?
I'm not doing it today.
Why?
No, I'll do Grab Bag. I'm not doing the singing
People
today.
Love the singing.
No, they don't.
Okay.
We're getting a lot of criticism about it.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag. And we're starting it on a little bit of a salty mood, Jones. So we had a few people during the last break come in here. Very nice of them. Brian, Andy Hart. Said, hey guys, there's pizza.
Not a few. I mean, let me break down the third. Like,
I'm still steaming.
People are normally not poking their head in during the show. Like, it's pretty rare when people are like, hey, what's up?
Right.
But it was numerous people pop in because nothing rings out at a radio station like free food.
No, people are sick.
Like, it's like,
myself included. So.
It is cartoonish what people will do for free food. It's like if you ever worked on a street team, people go nuts for a free T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And
their minds.
When you work at a radio station, nothing rings out like free food. So we had people like running around like people. It's crazy in the hallways. They're like, oh, my God, there's free food down there. Oh, my God, there's pizza down there.
But it's obnoxious.
It's so much pizza.
So not to say that we're better than anybody else. But.
Yeah, but.
No, I mean.
Go on.
We're here for a certain time. Everybody, all these other people that are down the hallway that have their little cubicles, you can go to lunch anytime you want. Right? Like, you can go down the hall. You can go anywhere. There's a lot of eateries around here. You can go grab a snack or grab a bite. You probably even have lunch break. Do we have a lunch break?
I suggest D'Angelo's.
I would too.
You know, a great spot to go grab a bite. Yeah, any day of the week.
So we're all excited. I'm like, oh, there's pizza. I'm like, I'll wait. We'll finish this. We'll finish strong here, and then we'll go down. They're like, oh, there's boxes and boxes and boxes
so
of pizza.
Much pizza.
I get down there, two empty boxes. I was told there was like five full boxes of pizza. There's two empty boxes. We don't even have that many
there
people.
There were five full boxes of pizza.
There's
nobody
pizza.
In the building to eat it, so I don't know where it went.
They like come out of the walls.
I told
people
you.
People are like, huh, what?
No, nothing.
They follow their noses. People I've never seen in my life walking into that room.
Nothing rings out like free food at a radio. It's insane.
It makes me sick to my stomach. It makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. Because you know how many pieces I was going to eat in that break? Probably five. Probably a whole lot. What do we got?
Who is that? Is that Jonathan in the Twitch chat? He said, the pizza was so good, it changed my definition of pizza. I can't believe you didn't have any. Ha, ha, ha,
When's
ha,
Terp
ha.
Coming back? Get this kid out
wow.
of here.
That is
nonsense.
That is an example of getting a little too comfortable, I would say. With the. I don't think Jonathan realizes how legitimately upset Keith is.
I wanted that pizza pie.
Keith is not generally an angry man.
No.
Keith was pretty even-keeled.
Pretty even
But when it comes to food, watch out.
Yeah, I do like it. I like the food.
Keith is pretty upset.
That stinks.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
Very fitting right now. I was crying a little bit.
No, there was a little bit of that going
on. I'll turn around a little bit. I'll be better going forward. How about this, Jones? We didn't talk about it earlier in the show. So now is as good a time as any. Chris Sale won his first career Cy Young Award.
The Red Sox Chris Sale?
No, he's with the Braves now.
Oh.
The Atlanta Braves. First year. With the first ever Cy Young. He was nasty with the White Sox. He was nasty for a couple years with the Red Sox. Had some runner-up finishes in his career. He wins it for the first time. Goes to the Braves. Everyone's like, the guy's broken down. Red Sox get Vaughn Grissom. Turns out he's broken down. And Chris Sale goes out there and has his best season of his career.
Yeah.
Insane. Honestly,
okay.
Insane.
Can I be honest, though? I really don't. I shouldn't say I don't care. I'm not that upset.
I think Vaughn Grissom is
funny.
The worst part of
it. No. So, right. The return is a joke, and that's on Craig Breslow. And for all the, Craig Breslow needs time and this and that, like, that's a horrible, horrible trade. Return.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what was going to happen with Chris Sale. So he won the Cy Young, and, like, that's funny, and we can make fun of the Red Sox for that. Chris Sale will never be there when it matters. He will never be there when it matters. He wasn't there for the Braves in the playoffs.
I was like, comically, I saw at the end. He couldn't start the play-in game, remember? They had a game at the very end.
He couldn't start the play-in game.
Right.
Or it was like game 163 or whatever it was. Yeah, there was like an extra regular season game that it come down to.
It came down to a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they had to win
to get
one of them or whatever. And they were like, and he wasn't available.
Yeah. And he wouldn't have been available or wasn't available in the playoffs. Like, he's
Hall of Famer?
It's a joke. No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
He's one of the best pitchers of the last 12 years.
Yeah, so what?
Well, I mean, if you look at it like a generation,
pitchers hardly matter anymore in baseball.
They're phasing them
the
out.
Way I go. Yeah, I mean, there's. I mean, he honestly, the way so they use pitchers, Les should get in the Hall of Fame going forward.
He has so many top 10 and or top 5 finishes for the Cy Young. I think this pushed him over the top. He probably wasn't before, because I also think we're gonna have to start after guys like Verlander. We're going to have to start looking at it differently, because nobody will ever get 300 wins. Nobody will ever get whatever the strikeout total was.
Not in my hall.
I don't know.
Keith, you're not a small hall guy. I know you claim to be a small hall guy. You put a lot of people in that hall.
Dude, he has 8 top 6 finishes for the Cy Young.
Yeah, how many top? I don't know. Draw the line somewhere other than 6.
6?
5. How many top 5?
7.
Okay, so that's still pretty good.
Oh, no, what did I say? 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 7. One last. Because he had a 6. That's why I included it.
Okay, top 5 I'll give you. Top 6, I'm not giving
you're
you
not giving
six,
give me that one. He had a good year that year.
It's pretty crazy. He led the league in strikeouts this year with 225.
Okay, here's the thing.
Strikeouts 3 times. He had a 308 strikeout season. Farrell broke him that year, but whatever.
To be upset, he would need to pitch in the postseason and do well. I mean, that would make me upset. I knew what Chris Sale was going to be. He wasn't going to be there when it mattered for Atlanta. So I didn't know he would have.
In the postseason.
I didn't know he'd have that good of a regular season, yeah. And the return's horrible. But other than just making fun of the Red Sox and it being funny, like, I'm not that upset. He had a great regular season in Atlanta.
No.
He's never out there when you need him.
Hall of Famer.
Red bag.
Tarek, I like the tail on that one, Billy.
Tarek Skubal won AL Cy Young.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I would say. How about your top NBA performance from last night, Jones.
Yes.
You're probably wondering, who the hell could it be? Giannis Antetokounmpo, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists for the Milwaukee Bucks in a win over the Chicago Bulls. Jalen Brunson had 36 points and 10 assists. And Jalen Williams had 37 and 8 for Oklahoma City.
Who won that Warriors-Thunder game? I honestly don't know.
It was the Thunder played the Blazers and the Warriors played the Hawks.
I'm sorry. So neither team. I thought they played the Warriors.
The Warriors and Thunder both won.
Strike that from the right. Give me Jalen Williams in that. Give me Jalen Williams there. J-Dub.
Grab bag?
No. No, I don't think I will.
Well, it's gone from bad to worse for the Philadelphia 76ers as Paul George hurt his knee again. So he had to leave the game last night with another.
But he wanted to play. I'm sure he was soldiering right through it. He wanted to be out there.
He's tough as nails, this guy. Tough as nails.
Fire! Wind! Water! Heart! Go play!
By your powers combined, I am Captain.
Grab bag.
How about this one? LeBron James has signed off of social media. He's taking a little bit of a break.
LeBron James.
That's right.
Zero Dark 30 23 starts early this year.
That's right. He's taking a little bit of a break.
Was it you who suggested this off the air? Or you think it might be Bronny related?
I think it probably could maybe be enough is enough seeing all the Bronny hate and all the Bronny memes
too
and
much
all the Bronny stuff. Yeah.
Bronny trolling.
Bronny scores more than 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. People like Nick getting after
in the NBA or in the G League?
The G League.
Oh, okay. Is he not scoring that much even in the G League?
No, he was like 28 minutes, scored 4 points.
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit right now.
We call that a Darius Garland.
Well,
we call that,
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for the random baseball player of the day. And this was, believe it or not, a one-time Rolaids relief man of the year.
Good.
That is right. He was a reliever for some of his prime years.
Mm-hmm.
Played with Seattle, Arizona, the White Sox, and the Mets. So Mariners, Diamondbacks, White Sox, Mets. 12-year career. With those four, really not a lot of White Sox and Mets, mostly with the M's and the Snakes. Was a one-time All-Star.
Uh-huh.
Had to be the year he won Rolaids relief, I would assume. Really burned hot in 07. He played from 2003 to 2014.
03 to 2014.
Yep.
Mariners.
Mariners, right-handed reliever.
Then, and then the Snakes.
Yeah, he went Mariners, Mets, White Sox, Snakes, in that order. But six
the bulk,
seasons, yeah,
the bulk
yeah.
of the time.
Six with Seattle. I would most recognize him, remember him with Seattle, but some might say Arizona.
You got anything there, Billy? I got nothing. I want to say Fernando. I know it's not Fernando Rodney. That's the first name that comes to mind. It's not him.
I mean, I thought Archie Bradley, but I don't think that's right.
Nope. Archie Bradley?
No, nope.
Good guess. Not
nope.
him.
Archie Bradley.
Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
Oh.
Good guess, Bill. It is not. He had four seasons with over 30 saves, two seasons with 40 or more saves.
And he was a closer in Arizona or just a reliever?
First 2 years, closer. His first year in Arizona, he had 45 saves.
These are my prime fantasy baseball years, too. So, like, I would be, you need to know closers in fantasy baseball.
Oh,
I would,
yeah,
I would know them.
I had this guy. I owned this guy probably multiple years.
Yeah, happy with it? Or was it, like, always a blow-up away from being, like, I need a new closer?
Happy enough. No, happy enough.
Yeah, happy enough.
Yeah, if he was your second or third closer on a fantasy team, you were piling up saves. ERA didn't kill you. Most years.
I got nothing. I'm checking text. Did I get anything on text?
I see.
It's definitely in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's see if the text line has it.
The text line's still working on different mice. They're still talking about mice.
Mouse run. text line is out of, much like the mice breeding in New Hampshire, text line is out of control with all these mice suggestions.
There's a Richard Gere thing. All right, that's not.
It's JJ Putz.
He got it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good job, Twitch chat.
JJ Putz, 07 Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have got it, but the second I saw the name, I'm like, that's it. That's
100%. He was a hoss, too. 6'5", 250.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah, big guy.
He could play a D-end.
Be good.
You could stick him there on D-end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex Van Pelt would go. He played D-end?
He did what?
I had no idea. He was Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
JJ Putz from this team? Or the old JJ Putz?
Wasn't the other JJ Putz. No, he came through Green Bay for a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Oh, good one.
JJ Putz.
That is a random baseball player.
That's how you play the game right there, folks.
That is true.
That's how it's done.
Okay. Good interaction there, as always. 617-779-7937. I saw a bunch in the Twitch chat. I don't know who to give credit for there. I missed the names. They all scrolled by, but I did see that name quite a few times. So apologies all around. I didn't give out full credit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jose Valverde. Good guess. It's not Jose Valverde.
No,
Dice,
it's not Jose Valverde.
Yet a good, good guess. Okay. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up. It is Hart. It is Arcan, and we'll give you the clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds nice. What's that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and today it is when we discovered something about Alex Van Pelt. As actually, you know what it was? This is sort of
exception.
Alex Van Pelt discovered something.
He's a real sleuth.
And man, were we surprised by this.
Mego alerted us to this. I was unaware of this exchange. I'd seen some of the tweets about how Alex Van Pelt wanted to get Marcus Jones in on offense and blah, blah, blah. And Marcus,
yeah, we saw him. A nice little run.
Marcus Jones had texted him. My interpretation was, oh, okay. Marcus Jones just shot him a text and was like, hey, like, I'm ready to work in for a couple of plays, and he listened to his player. I just thought it was as simple as that. I'm reading from Mego now on Twitter. Alex Van Pelt says Marcus Jones texted him about getting in on offense. Okay, fine. So good. Okay, so the player reached out. Those are the other tweets that I had seen.
He's like, it's been half a season. Like, yeah. Where am I at?
He wasn't sure which Marcus Jones that was until another coach on the team told him that it was indeed the quarterback, cornerback on the New England Patriots.
How many Marcus Joneses do you know?
There was a Marcus Jones who came through Green Bay for a cup of coffee, and I'm thinking, why is he trying to get a hold of me? That was the first it had come to my attention, Alex Van Pelt said, that Marcus Jones had played offensive plays.
Sell your stock on AVP.
Get rid of him.
Andy Hart joins us now. That caught Jones and I off guard quite a bit. We spent a lot of time talking about it. How much is he to blame for this? Or how much is it Mayo? Is it Wolf? Is it like, what a mess. He didn't even know Marcus Jones played offense, but he might be one of your better offensive players.
Just when I was giving him credit
yep. oh, yeah.
and feeling bad about my initial rant over what a terrible hire it was when they hired him.
Oh, I heard. I was listening live that night. That was a rant.
Mm-hmm. He goes and does this.
Why did he even say that?
He played offense for this team
2 years ago.
And for him, that's like 12 games ago because he missed most of last season.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. So aren't you kind of going through all your players? I have no idea. This leaves me.
How does Mayo not even
suggest who do you blame the most?
It? How does Wolf not tell him this is also a guy that we have on the roster?
Don't you assume?
Hey, you see all these receivers who can't catch? We actually have a guy on defense who's okay. How does no one bring that up to him before?
Or, yeah. Why didn't he bring it up in like week one to himself thinking, hey, that guy really moves well with the ball.
That's what Keith said.
Forget all the history and other stuff.
Right.
Just him having electric punt returns and you handing these end arounds to Jalen Polk so he can get tackled for a yard gain. You're like, What about that guy? Maybe we could use that guy for a couple plays.
AVP was an offensive coordinator in the NFL when Jones came out.
They play. Oh, well, that's a good point, too. And you're saying in the draft process.
Yes.
No,
we talked about it then. He might be a slot receiver.
They played the Browns in 2022.
They played against them.
Marcus Jones did not get on the field for offense. We looked up the box score earlier. Nick looked it up. He didn't get in that game, but they played that team. Van Pelt was in the league.
This is embarrassing.
Evaluating talent.
This is the latest.
I blame Mayo. Mayo's the one who I actually blame on this, but they're all guilty of
They're all
blame.
Guilty.
Yeah.
And more importantly, what it does, and I know this is the Homer Andy take of the year, this proves yet again, all those people that tell you you have to debate whether you should take the quarterback or get the it's always the quarterback. Because the quarterback is covering up everything right now. Everything. He's got freaking slot receivers that don't know when to look for the football, ruining games.
Oh, that was
he's
the
got a coach.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, today he put
hey, Pop, that's all on you.
Yeah, yes. He did.
He made the right throw.
He did put the interception on Pop Douglas. I'll disagree with him. And you know what? I don't care. I don't think he knows what he's... I clearly doesn't know what he's
Maybe
doing.
Maybe he doesn't.
I put it on
disagree
him.
Disagree with him?
Yes.
What do you mean you disagree with him?
I disagree with him.
Your eyes didn't tell you maybe the receiver should look for the
ball. Who's easier to throw under the bus, Drake May or his wide receiver? Maybe he's just sucking up to
Forrest Gump at receiver. Turn your head and stop at some point. How long did you think you could run?
Forrest Gump. Oh, he'd be real nice. No, maybe he's sucking up to his meal ticket because the only way he's going to keep his job is Drake May.
No.
So he's not going to throw him under the bus.
He's calling out the receiver who was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it was quite observationally evident, and now we have internal evidence.
No, I didn't like that throw.
Oh, you didn't like the throw right to the open part of the middle of the field where there was a receiver open running across the field?
Is it a good move normally to throw it at receivers who aren't paying attention? No. Even in your scenario where he's not looking.
He needs to know where the ball is.
You're supposed to wait to see if he pays attention when he's running the route?
No, you get killed.
Then you're done.
That's a horrible.
You can't do that. This isn't high school.
We'd put that interception on every single other quarterback in the league.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely,
if Tom Brady's here, every presumption and assumption went to the quarterback. The receiver was in the wrong spot.
That's
receiver
true.
Didn't know his depth.
Yeah, yeah.
Receiver didn't turn his head.
Yeah, because you're making excuses.
And Drake May has reached that level.
Now you're making excuses for Drake May. Yeah, exactly.
You are going to put yourself with the wide receiver room? I just want to know where you stand.
No.
You stand with the wide receiver room?
On that play, yes.
No. Yes. How have they earned that credibility?
You don't even put the Tennessee interception on Drake May.
No, I kind of do.
Now,
the wide receiver could have fought more. He could have actually fought and tried to help his receiver.
Do you put any of the interceptions on
the terrible throw that the quarterback
Do you put any of the interceptions
on
Drake May?
He hasn't thrown a single one yet.
Yes, that one was more on the
quarterback. Don't get Mayo going on the wind.
The receiver never looked.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you at all?
It's because he didn't expect the ball.
Exactly.
Another issue.
That's the problem here.
Well, they weren't on the same page.
Just huck it up there. I agree. I just huck it up.
And Drake took the high road when I asked him this.
Drake said it was on him.
The wide receiver has to get on the quarterback's page.
So you're calling Drake
around.
May a liar? Is that what
no,
you're doing?
No, I think he's the ultimate leader.
He's
and
a
the
liar.
Perfect quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Dan Orlovsky agrees with me, despite never addressing the fact that am I wrong that he has never addressed the fact that he could not have been more wrong?
I think he's whistled past
it. Wait, what was his tweet today, Keith? It was something like, he's been better than I thought.
Better than expected,
kidding.
While saying he thinks in a redraft he might go number one overall.
Yeah. Yeah, he said
he
would consider taking before Daniels.
Overcompensating a bit, maybe?
Never did he say, I was dead wrong evaluating this quarterback.
He's been way more precise than I expected. That's about as close as he got. That was
he won't admit it.
Lean into it. I would give you so much credit.
Yeah,
I would give you so much more credit than pussyfooting through this.
People are wrong all the time.
Yeah,
he makes a lot of noises.
Booming and over the mooning and all those things, but he can't just say I was wrong?
No,
I don't think so.
Are you guys talking to Curran today?
Yes, we got Curran today and Bradford at 4:30 as well. We'll talk about this Boston guy. No, very exciting. This Boston Globe article with Sam Kennedy and all the stuff that Kennedy had to say, and Bradford was championing it on Twitter. We're going to ask him why he's falling for this again, which is a question I ask Andy Hart every day, too.
$600 million. Woo!
A lot of money.
Okay, that's the crossover with WEEI Afternoon. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. This weekend, you can head there for a free three-course prime rib dinner. Not free, three-course prime rib dinner. You can enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade.
How many?
That's free.
Free and three.
Free or they free?
They can't
they
put
free
those,
throws or three throws?
You can't put those words next to each other. A free three-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They got Curran. They got Bradfo. They got Takes. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Patriots Friday at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.